We are going to continue with the Biurim of the Rebbe on Mashiach ben Yosef. One of the longest sichas that we have on this inyan is a sicha of Parshas Balak, Yudalet Tammuz Tav Shin Nun. You have to understand the context which the sicha was said. On Yudveis Tammuz Tav Shin Nun, it was the 110th birthday of the Friedrich Rebbe. Friedrich Rebbe was born Yud Beis Tammuz Tav Reish Mem. So Yud Beis Tammuz Tav Shin Nun would be the 110th birthday of the Friedrich Rebbe. So at 110, the Rebbe spoke a fascinating sicha explaining the connection between the Friedrich Rebbe, whose name was Yosef, at 110. To this, that the Torah says that Yosef HaTzadik, the Yosef, the son of Yaakov Avinu, he lived 110 years. So in this sicha, the Rebbe is comparing the Friedrich Rebbe's 110th birthday to the 110 years of the Yosef HaTzadik's life. You find a very interesting stira in the 110 years of Yosef's life. We have two psukim. One pasuk is in Parashas Vayechi, Perek Nun, pasuk Chav Beis, where it says over there, Vayechi Yosef Me'ev Eser Shonim, that Yosef lived 110 years. We also have a pasuk, four psukim later, in Parashas Vayechi, Perek Nun, pasuk Chav Vav, what says, Vayamas Yosef ben Meir Veser Shonim, that Yosef died at 110 years. We have two psukim, which seemingly are trying to bring out a similar point, and one says that he lived 110 years, and the other pasuk said he died at 110 years. The similar thing is we have two conflicting Maimari Chazal. We know Yosef lived 110 years. Was that a lengthening of life, or is that a shortening of life? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and it's also Gemara in Sota Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara asked, Mipnei ma meis Yosef koidem le'echav? Why did Yosef die early? And the Gemara answers, A, Mipnei shehinik b'rabanus, because he was a leader. And another thing is brought down because that he heard 10 times that they referred to Yaakov with the term, Yaakov, Avdecha, your servant, V'loi Micha, and he was quiet and he didn't make a macha. In other words, for the 10 times that they mentioned Yaakov's name, so they heard, they took off 10 years from his life. That seems that the 10 years, the 110, is a short thing. However, there's a medrash in Mishlei Perek Tezayin that the pasuk says in Mishlei, Ateres Tiferes Seva B'derech Tztaka Timtza, which means about the great ripening of old age. And the example that it picks for the ripening of old age is Yosef HaTzadik. But it says about Yosef that it says this in Parashas Vayechi, again, Perek Nun, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'yar Yosef l'Ephraim b'nei Shleishim, that means he saw many generations. So we see that the same Chazal, they referred to Yosef's living 110 years in a more positive way, that he lived a long life. So L'chaira, again we see these two opposites, that the 110 years is a sign of long life. On the other hand, we say the 110 years is a sign of shortening of life. And in short, the Rebbe explains that in truth, 110 years is a long period of life. But in comparison to his brothers, he lived short. That's really the point, that in comparison to his brothers, he lived short. The shaila is, why? Why was Joseph singled out to say that he lived long in comparison to other people? If really, in compared to his brothers, he lived short. So it should have said that Yehuda saw his Einoklach. Why does it pick Yosef? So the Rebbe explains that from all the brothers, Yosef was the only one that was an actual melech. That Yosef, he was an actual king, and eventually he's going to be the father of kings, of Mashiach ben Yosef. On top of that, Yosef himself has a very special yachas to Mashiach ben David. What's the yachas that we have to Mashiach ben David? It's like this. That we know that David HaMelech, when he was born, he was supposed to pass away. He ended up living 70 years. Where did he get his years from? So one of the explanations given is that Yosef HaTzadik was supposed to live Kuf Mem Zayin Shana. Why should he live 147 years? Because his father Yaakov lived 147 years. He only lived 110. Where did those 37 years go? One of the biurim is that it went to David HaMelech. That 5 years came from Avram. Avram was supposed to live 180 and he only lived 175. Yaakov Avinu was also supposed to live 180 years. He only lived 147. This is another 28 years. In comparison to his father, lived 175 minus 147 gives you 28. So therefore, so 28 years went to David. And 37 years of Yosef went to David, so you end up with 70. So we see that David HaMelech, that Yosef HaTzadik has a special shaychus also to Mashiach ben David. And the Rebbe explains that being that his inyan is Malchus, and the Malchus expresses itself in Mashiach ben Yosef, and also in Mashiach ben David, which is actually, it comes full circle. Because Yosef gave life to David, and when Mashiach ben David comes, he's going to give life to Mashiach ben Yosef. Because Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed in the war. So it comes out that it comes full circle. That Yosef gave life to David, and Mashiach ben David is going to bring Tchias HaMeisim and bring back life to Mashiach ben Yosef. And that's why we say about Yosef, that he lived long with other people, because his inyan was Malchus at that time, and the whole point of Malchus, that it's Nimshach L'doiris, that it goes out L'doirei Doiris. And that's why we single out Davke Mashiach ben Yosef.